Hello, everybody. Merry Christmas. This is Ray Comfort. What a wonderful time of the year. We speak of peace on earth, we eat good food, we get together with our families, we speak of glad tidings of great joy. But we'll never understand the true meaning of Christmas until we understand why the Savior came. Have you ever listened closely to the words of that famous carol? Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. What does it mean, God and sinners reconciled? Well, the Bible teaches that God is holy and you and I are sinners and we need to be reconciled or brought back to God so He can grant us everlasting life. That's what Christmas is all about. Now maybe today you don't feel like a sinner. Well, the way to see yourself in truth is to take a few moments to look at the Ten Commandments. So let's do that. Have you ever told a lie? I'm not talking about a fib or a white lie. Have you ever borne false witness? If you have, then you've broken that commandment and you're a liar in God's sight. Have you ever stolen something, irrespective of its value? Then you're a thief. Have you ever used God's name in vain? Well, that's called blasphemy, using God's name as a cuss word. And Jesus said, every idle word a man speaks, he'll give an account thereof on the day of judgment. And listen to this one. This is the seventh commandment. You shall not commit adultery. But listen to what Jesus said. He said, but I say to you, whoever looks upon a woman to lust after her has committed adultery already with her in his heart. Have you ever done that? You say, yeah, I do it all the time. Well, if you've broken those four commandments and have only looked at four, there's another six. By your own admission, you're a lying, thieving, blasphemous, adulterer at heart, and you have to face God on Judgment Day. And if you do that, the Bible says you'll end up in hell. The scriptures say all liars are their part in the lake of fire. What a terrible thing to die in your sins and for God to give you justice. But the wonderful good news of the gospel is that Jesus Christ was God in human form. God became a baby in a manger, and he grew up as a perfect man without sin, and then Jesus gave his life as a sacrifice for the sin of the world. When he was on the cross, God was reconciling the world back to himself. Jesus was paying your fine in his life's blood so you could leave the courtroom. The Bible says God commended his love toward us and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So that's why Jesus came. That's why we celebrate Christmas. Just think for a moment what God has done for you. God in whom his life has made a way for you to have everlasting life. No longer do you have to be tormented by the fear of and the power of death. The Bible says of Jesus, it was not possible that death could hold him. He rose from the dead and defeated death. And now you can have everlasting life as a gift from God because of what Jesus did on the cross. So get right with God today. Repent. Turn from your sins. Don't just confess your sins to God. Confess and forsake them. And trust in Jesus. Don't just believe in him, but put your trust in him. And the moment you do that, the Bible promises you will pass from death unto life. You'll be born again with a new heart and new desires. In fact, Jesus said you must be born again or you'll not enter heaven. Oh, what a wonderful thing God has done for us. What a wonderful, joyful gospel that we have for humanity. That God came into the world to save us. They're glad tidings of great joy. We can celebrate that God came into this earth to destroy death and grant humanity everlasting life. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Thank you so much for listening. May God bless you, and may you have a Merry Christmas.